We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When Andre Rieu, world-renowned Andre Rieu, is on the line. Andre, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hello, Sandy.
I will tell you, first I want to thank you. Last year, Andre, I put a travel group together, 60 people or so, and said we're going to see all of Europe. But the high point will be an Andre Rieu concert in Maastricht.
Yeah,
we went there. It was unbelievable. What a moment. It's life-changing. I never saw an audience, Andre, with as much commitment to the people performing as the performers have to the audience. So you are to be commended for that.
Yeah, thank you very much. I can tell you, I give concerts all over the world, but the concerts in my hometown in Maastricht are very special. You're right. Because, you know, last year we had 88 or 89 nationalities on the square.
Now, so we were so impressed that we're coming to Maastricht again this year in July.
Ooh.
Yes, we'll be there in July. And then you're coming to Buffalo right here in Western New York, and we've got tickets for that. So you got us covered. Now, I've come to a conclusion, and see if you agree with me. I think you have the best job in the world because you're Andre Rieu. That is the best job. And let me go over this and see if you can find any flaws in my assessment, okay? You play a priceless Stradivarius.
Yes.
You conduct a peerless orchestra with beautifully jeweled and gowned women, tuxedoed men. You speak Dutch, English, German, French, Italian, and Spanish. You play to worldwide sold-out concerts with audiences that won't let you off the stage. You have them laughing. You have them crying, dancing, and stomping their feet while you transport them to the world of beautiful music. And when the show is over, when it's over, you go home to Marjorie, where the two of you actually live in a castle. Now, Andre, on this planet, it doesn't get any better than that.
You're right. I don't object. I'm a happy man.
You are a very happy man. And it always wasn't this grand a scale. I read your biography last year, and at one time your children were painting the music stands and making sandwiches for intermission.
Yep.
And you started that way, and you really built yourself up.
My first rehearsal was in the school of my boys because we didn't have money to hire a rehearsal room. And I asked the headmaster, can we rehearse? Yeah, you can do that. But he didn't tell me that he turned off the heating. It was midwinter, so I remember that very well. After 5 minutes, one of the guys stood up and he said, "I'm not crazy rehearsing here three-quarter time in the cold. I go." And I think he regrets that a little bit now.
Now, when you were younger, you took piano lessons in the only castle in Maastricht, and you decided, this is nice, I think I'll buy it. And now you live there.
Yeah, but I have to tell you that piano lessons, the castle at that time was very dark and gloomy and moist. And the piano teacher was living totally up in the tower, and she was a bitch. She was a bitch. Oh, my God. I still hate the piano.
You are, first of all, when we arrived in Maastricht, you look around. We've seen Maastricht on television. We've seen it all over the internet, and you can't believe you're really there. And then you are hardly wait till the concert starts. And the concert starts before you're even on the stage. You walk out. You've got your Stradivarius. You sign autographs. And then the march, you march to the stage. It's a remarkable opening.
Yeah, I love that because then I already can know my audience, you know. And I hear from the first second when I hear the applause and I hear the audience, I know, the evening is going to be like that. And then, you know, we march with the audience, we give high fives, and then we have already the feeling that I can look them in the eyes and I can know them, because that's for me the most important thing traveling the world, that after the concert I can say, I know these people. We are friends forever.
It's remarkable in the fact that the audience doesn't like you. The audience loves you. And if you watch the videos that are either online or maybe ones you've purchased or on the PBS, you see that there's things going on in the audience that you don't see in other concerts. People are actually hugging each other, kissing. They're all happy. And every member of your entourage, everybody up on stage, they don't miss a beat. Every moment they present that warm feeling that we're glad you're here. And the audience says, we're really glad you're here.
Yeah, you are mistaken, Sandy. I really see everything. I see everything. No, that's true. People after the concert, they asked me, I said, you have been laughing, or you have been, did you see that? Yes, I see everything. And that's, my mother told me when I was a small boy, don't look the people into the eyes, Andre. That's not polite. But that's exactly what I want, you know. I want to look the people into the eyes, because that's the way I can make contact with them.
The people you have working with you, for instance, when Carmen comes out and sings Babino Carol from Puccini, it makes me cry. And the audience gives her a rounding ovation. Or Marussia singing Ave Maria. It takes you to a different place. You're not in a concert hall. You're in heaven. If you love music, you're there already.
First of all, Carmen is Babino. You know?
Oh, she is.
She is. She is small. She is young. And you know, that's what I like. It's always the detail. The detail is that makes the music. That makes life. Not only in music, but the people ask me, how can you do this all your life, every year again? It's the detail. You never stop going further until you think that you have 100% reached. And that gives the fun and that gives the energy.
You can see Carmen's eyes and your eyes near the end of that song. You really are communicating, and then the audience explodes. One thing I like is your attention to detail, too. I'm going to go over some venues for your world tour and certainly your U.S. tour. But in Australia, you're sure to play Waltzing Matilda. In England,
yeah.
In England, we'll meet again. In Mexico, the roof comes off when you do Salido Lindo. Unbelievable.
That's true. Oh, that's so nice when we... And I love that, to give the people something from their home, from their home. And that's... Then, you know, we play our concert, our program, all over the world the same. But then at the end, we love to play something from their place. And I see... that they love that.
And you're doing 6 concerts in Mexico City. That's just one of your international tour days. And they will not let you off the stage. You know, most concerts you go to, you know that there's a certain amount of encores that are expected. They won't let you go home. I mean, you pretend you're falling asleep on stage and all kinds of things. They have no reason. You could come out in your pajamas and they would still want more, Andre. What does it feel like getting off the stage after that kind of a high
and
with a crowd
sing.
Just loving you?
Yeah, it's really fantastic. I can tell you that is, you know, my father was a conductor, and that was classical music, you know, Bach, Beethoven. And,
sure.
And he was a fantastic conductor. But the thing I missed in that concert was the interaction with the audience and the fact that the musicians on stage play for them and not for themselves. And that is why I created my own orchestra with only musicians that play with their heart, only with their heart.
You know what's amazing to me is how casually you handle your priceless Stradivarius. You've got it tucked under there, and you're walking, and you're signing autographs. And I assume that you don't put it in the overhead bin at the airplane, that you have a special either seat or box for it.
No, it goes in the overhead.
You sold 40 million DVDs, CDs, and whatever, 30 number one chart positions, and the mix of music you play is phenomenal. Everything from show tunes to classical and whatever. Do you set up the set list on every concert?
So you're the concert master.
What does it feel like, Andre?
I'll tell you. I play it. I say it again. My father was a conductor, and for him, it was only the classical music and musical or pop. That was not good. But for me, there's no difference. There's only good and bad music. So I don't make this border between pop and classical music, the so-called classical music. But the way I play all this music is in the classical way. So we use our education on the conservatory and all our art to play all the music we play in the best way we think we can play it. For example, the Bolero of Ravel.
Oh, good.
We play that. And the original is 18 minutes. But, you know, we live in a quick time. So I asked the family of Ravel if I can make a six-minute version. And that's what we did. So and they said, "Oh, we love it. It's even better than the long version."
You know what's amazing about you? There is not one thing you can point to that isn't first class. You played Schönbrunn Palace, and you thought, you know, this would be nice to have a replica to take on tour. Why don't we just do it? And you found out it cost a few dollars to do that.
Yeah, I was bankrupt after that adventure. Oh, my God. I'm only sitting here again with I have my money back. But it was due to the bank who was sitting in my castle here. And that was after that adventure. I was 36 million below zero.
Whoa.
And, what shall we do? And there was a lot of little bank men who were looking around. What can we steal more from him? But the boss was sitting opposite to me, and he said, no. Let him play, because that's the only way we can have our money back. And he was completely right. So the year after that that terrible history with all the halls in the world were sold out, because you know, I sold more tickets in that year than Madonna and Bruce Springsteen together. So,
your concert is such a mixture of you can actually go from song to song and bring people from laughter to tears.
Yeah.
I've not seen that, and I didn't just fall off the concert turnip truck. I've seen a lot of concerts. I've never seen anything like yours. And also, you are responsible for me to have many sleepless nights, because I'll go online and dial you up, and it's 4 a.m. I can't shut it off. It's life-changing to me, Andre.
Oh, thank you very much, because that you know, a lot of people mail me or app me or Twitter me, Andre, I went to your concert. It took me 2 weeks to come down to earth. And that's the biggest compliment you can give me, because I want to send them home happy and having the feeling that they are in heaven, because that is, for me, heaven, happy.
When we left you last year, I said, we got to go again. So we've booked another tour this year. We'll be in Maastricht on July 8th. And then we get back to Buffalo when we find out you're going to be in Buffalo, too.
Yeah.
And you go from Buffalo, this is good, from Buffalo to Buenos Aires. That's quite a leap. That's very, very good. Now, I do want to ask you one question that's important to me. I love cars, and I heard you say that your first car, after you made a few dollars, was to get a Mercedes, and how good you felt driving it away. What are you driving now, Andre?
A Maybach.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. You don't see hardly any of them here. They're very exclusive.
But it you know, it's such a fantastic car. You have the feeling. That
it is.
I love
that video piece of you surprising somebody. You're in a limo, and a man gets out, and there's the woman there, and she obviously is a huge fan. Next thing you know, you get out of the limo and play the violin for her. It's remarkable.
Oh, that was in Australia, no?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. That was in an Australian program. We were there, and we played the tune of that well-known program in the encores, And then the producer of the program said, hey, you played our tune. Can you come in the program? So next day I was in the sitcom.
Here we have your itineraries. First of all, we're very happy that I was going to come and see you near Christmas in England, but I had a little health problem, so I couldn't. But I will see you when you come back here. Let's see who's on the U.S. tour. You're going to start September 15th in Milwaukee, going to Chicago and Detroit, Washington, Philadelphia, New York City, Boston, Montreal, Quebec, Ottawa, Buffalo on September 29th. So anybody listening from Canada that's listening now, or if you're from Toronto, you want to come down, that show with Andre will be on September 29th. And then you go to Buenos Aires. Are the audiences different? Say the American audiences from the European audiences, or are they basically similar?
I can tell you that, we go to New York and then people say, oh my God, they are very spoiled there in New York. We go to Paris and Japan, they are all there. No, the people all over the world have the same warm heart. And, music, I think music is the art that goes straight to your heart. And that is what I feel every night. Music doesn't need words, That's why our instrumental music, I take my violin, I play for you, and you know exactly what I want to tell you.
Ed, what amazes me on stage with you is you speak Dutch, English, German, French, Italian, and Spanish, and you go from language to language in the same sentence and the same paragraph without missing a beat. And you look out in the audience and you see the flags of the various nations.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's got to, it's like you're playing to the UN every night.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. In Maastricht, I have really to change languages the whole time. But there is one city, and that is Brussels. Brussels is terrible because originally Brussels is Dutch. The old days, it was Holland. But now the French took over. So when you have the feeling that you are something in Brussels, then you have to speak French. So I come there and I, because it's normally Dutch, so I speak Dutch, and then the French start, French! but there are 3,000 English came over from England. Hey, English, English! So, oh my God, it makes me crazy.
The international tour, let's see, starts March 6th with you in Mexico City, and I see you're doing 6 dates there.
Yeah.
And then you're going to Tel Aviv with 4 dates, Germany, Austria, Slovenia, Croatia, Poland, Czech Republic, Austria, Bulgaria, Denmark, Maastricht.
Yeah.
Argentina, Australia. They love you all over the world. I think, personally, you can do anything except one thing. I don't think you can cross the street without getting run over in the Netherlands by a bicyclist. I never saw so many bicycles as in the Netherlands.
It's true. And a year ago, I actually almost got crossed over by a bicycle. He recognized me and he put a letter in my mailbox. Oh, I'm so sorry that I almost killed André Rieu.
Oh, that's funny. One more thing to say to you, my friend. I will just say this. Going to one of your concerts is seriously a life-changing event. And you know what I wish? I wish Johann Strauss would come back, sit in the audience of one of your shows, because the name of your orchestra is the Johann Strauss Orchestra.
Yeah.
He would be so happy and so proud that you did that.
I hope so. And I love your words, because that would give me really a good feeling when he would say, André, you are doing that very well.
And one more thing, André. I've seen millions of pictures of you. Every single one, you're in a tuxedo. Tell me you're not wearing a tuxedo now. Do you have bang around the house clothes or bang around the castle clothes?
I make a picture of myself now, and I send it to you.
Okay. Well, thank you. I will see you in Maastricht, and I'll see you in Buffalo, and we are so appreciative of your very valuable time. Thank you, my friend. You are the best.
Thank you very much, Andy.
Okay, bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.